Ak, Cori Bush slammed for twisted attack on IPAC. Accused of defending Hamas rapist monsters over victims. By Joshua Klein on February 22, 2024. Far-left squad members Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Representative Cori Bush, DMO, are facing backlash after posting a twisted attack against the pro-Israel American Public Affairs Committee in Israel, IPAC, for raising awareness of Hamas's brutal sexual crimes and warning that a ceasefire with the terror group would keep the rapist monsters in power. On Wednesday, Israel released an initial report into sexual violence committed by Hamas during the unprecedented October 7 massacre, the deadliest attack against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust, which resulted in roughly 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken, of which nearly 130 remain in Gaza. The vast majority of victims were civilians and included dozens of American citizens. In response, IPAC argued that a ceasefire now keeps these rapist monsters armed and in power in Gaza. Within hours of the post, Democratic Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, appeared to come to the terrorist group's defense while assuming a victim stance. It is appalling that IPAC is targeting women members of Congress who have survived sexual assault with this horrific rhetoric, she wrote. Each and every day, their role in U.S. politics becomes a greater scandal. They are the NRA of foreign policy, she added. Of course they don't want a ceasefire. Her post was followed by that of Representative Cori Bush, who charged on Thursday that, as a survivor of rape, IPAC's tactic of exploiting rape is outright vile and appalling. Their playbook relies on bullying, lying, harassing, belittling and intimidation to try to manipulate the public and force those calling for a ceasefire into submission, she wrote. It won't stop us. In response, IPAC called it appalling that Ocasio-Cortez will spread toxic lies about pro-Israel Americans but won't condemn Hamas' systematic rape of Israeli women, accusing her of pure anti-Israel hypocrisy and hate. Others also took to social media to call out the radical squad members. You don't get to speak for the rest of us, and the squad aren't the only members of Congress who have experienced sexual violence, wrote Representative Beth Van Duyn, RTX. Stop playing the victim. Hamas is using rape as a weapon of war and it's wrong. For God's sake, call it out. She added. Maybe this is why Israel and IPAC don't want a ceasefire with the terrorists you support, wrote Representative Mike Collins, RGA, highlighting an article on Hamas's barbaric sexual crimes. Did you just say that condemning Hamas for its sexual atrocities against women somehow offends female members of Congress? I'm having difficulty discerning where your stupidity ends and your venality begins, wrote former Trump administration U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman. Is she a woman or a monster? How dare Atak criticize IPAC for bringing to her attention Hamas' systematic rape of Israelis on October 7th? Wrote Ellie Kohanim, a broadcast journalist who served as deputy special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism at the United States Department of State. Any survivor of sexual assault would stand with other victims, she added. Cortez and the squad stand with the rapists instead, all while trying to silence Jews. This joke of a Congress member attack is clearly disturbed. To post this is twisted on so many levels. How sick this person AOC must be, wrote former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hykind, who serves as chairman of Americans Against Anti-Semitism, AAA. No ad hoc, what is appalling is that you claim to stand for women's rights, yet refuse to condemn the systematic rape and sexual assault of Israeli women and girls by Hamas, and instead attack at IPAC, he added. You have no shame, wrote international human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky. You are a effing idiot, wrote conservative commentator Dave Rubin. I'll gladly take a community notes fact check on that. Ak compares herself to the victims of October 7th and claims victimhood on the basis of her gender for being told to. Checks notes, consider the hostages, wrote conservative commentator and defense attorney Marina Medvin. Oh for the love of God, just STFU already, wrote David Drayman, the frontman of the American heavy metal band Disturbed. Call to hashtag release the hostages, for hashtag Hamas to surrender, and for the hashtag Palestinians to have a chance at a real future. Or just sit down and let the adults handle things. So as an alleged rape victim, you're saying that you stand with the terrorists who did things like this to women? Got it, wrote independent journalist Jakob Strasberg. Your unwillingness to condemn Hamas rapists is vile and appalling. And hopefully come this summer, you lose your primary, wrote Stop Antisemitism, a watchdog group dedicated to fighting anti-Semitic incitement. There can't be any more radio silence, the backlash needs to be louder and more bipartisan, wrote End Jewish Hatred activist Adar Rubin. Over the past few days, Cori Bush, Ak, and Rashida Tlaib have made it clear that they will not condemn Hamas rape and sexual violence. They need to be kicked out of the Democratic Party, he added. The matter comes after Israel released a report detailing sexual violence by Hamas during the October 7 terror attack, as compiled by the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel, ARCSI. The findings, based on eyewitness accounts and forensic evidence, reveal harrowing instances of rape, sexual assault, and mutilation against both genders. These acts of violence were often public, with victims' relatives forced to watch, adding to the humiliation. The report highlights a deliberate strategy of sexual violence by Hamas, involving sadistic practices and mutilation. The findings have been submitted to the United Nations. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.